It may not be the biggest fine on the books, but the good news is it's getting delayed. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has announced that he is suspending a new fine that was set to take effect in July. Sarah Bernard has the story.
An ordinance that bans food waste from Seattle's trash went into effect in January, and small fines were supposed to start July 1st. The fine for a single-family home would be just $1, and for apartments and businesses, it'd be $50. But Mayor Ed Murray just announced that he's suspending those fines for the rest of the year. That's because Seattle's already ahead of schedule.
We are on track this year to recycle about 19,000 additional tons of organic material that would go into a landfill. That's equivalent to 380 rail cars of food waste. That's three whole trains.
And while the mayor says most Seattleites are great composters, his plan is to focus more on outreach and education this year instead of fines. Seattle Public Utilities will launch another food waste campaign in June that'll include mailings, flyers, and ads. Jason Davison is co-owner of Cortona Cafe in the Central District. He says that makes sense.
A lot of us don't know the minutia of which goes where, so I think it's fair to put the fines off.
Beacon Hill resident Janet Gwillem and her family have been composting for years.
It's not that hard once you get into the practice of it.
Mayor Murray says if everything stays on track, Seattle has a good chance of meeting its long-term goal of recycling or composting 60% of its waste by the end of 2015. For KUOW, I'm Sarah Bernard.